When you hear this sound, turn the page. The Tale of Princess Kaguya. Once upon a time, there was an old man known as Grandpa, the bamboo cutter. He made it his life's work to cut bamboo from the mountains and craft bamboo work such as strainers and baskets. One day, when he went to a bamboo forest, he came across a bamboo that was shining very brightly. He wondered about the bamboo tree and decided to cut it. There was a tiny little girl inside. The old man and his wife had no children, so they were greatly delighted. They named the little girl Princess Kaguya and cherished her. Since the day the girl came to their house, several marvelous things happened. When the old man went to cut bamboo, he found one full of gold. Thanks to that, he immediately became extremely rich. Princess Kaguya soon grew up and became a beautiful lady. Many young men came and asked her to become their wife due to her beauty. There were 5 princes who were eager to marry her. They were all fine, honorable men. However, she has no thoughts of marriage with anyone. Then Princess Kaguya said to each of the 5 princes, "I will marry the guy who can bring me the treasure I asked for, the Buddha stone pot from India, the gem branch at Mount Englai, the fire mouse's leather cloth in China, the gemstone from the dragon's neck, and the cowrie, the easy birth shell, laid by swallows." She asked for a rare treasure from each of the 5 princes. The princes all tried to get those treasures, but no one was successful. And then, the Emperor of Japan, Mikado, heard about Princess Kaguya. He said, "I want to welcome her to my royal residence as my wife." The old man and woman jumped for joy, but Princess Kaguya refused him. The emperor didn't force her to get married, but they began to exchange waka, Japanese poems. About 3 years have passed. Princess Kaguya looked up to the moon with a sad face full of tears every night. The old man and old woman got worried and asked her, "What makes you sad so much?" However, Princess Kaguya didn't answer, but only shed tears which were like pearls. One night, Princess Kaguya told the old man and old woman, "To tell you the truth, I am from the moon. Thank you for taking good care of me until now, but messengers are coming from the metropolis of the moon the night of the next full moon. I have to return, which makes me sad and cry." The emperor learned of this, and on the night of the full moon, he ordered his soldiers to guard around Princess Kaguya's residence. On the night, the full moon brightened up and the sky became as clear as day. Then the messengers from the metropolis of the moon, riding on clouds, slowly came down upon Princess Kaguya's residence. The emperor's soldiers tried to drive back the messengers, but for no special reason, their bodies couldn't move, like stones. The old man and old woman held on to Princess Kaguya's body, but they felt their bodies weaken. Princess Kaguya moved away from them and walked down to the garden, and without anyone noticing, her clothing changed into a beautiful goddess's feathering robe. "Father, mother, this is farewell. Please remember me every time you look up at the moon, and please hand this to the emperor." Then Princess Kaguya passed the elixir of eternal life and youth, along with a letter to the old man and old woman, then left to return to the moon. The emperor received the elixir of eternal life and youth and the letter, but he felt only great sorrow and said, "Which is the highest mountain that was closest to Princess Kaguya where she ascended into the sky? I want the elixir burnt at the top of it." Without Princess Kaguya, the elixir of eternal life and youth was meaningless for the emperor. The closest mountain to the sky is in Suruga. However, the mountain is too high for normal people to climb. So the emperor gathered many soldiers and made them burn the elixir of eternal life and youth and the letter at the top of the highest mountain in Japan. The smoke rose up to the sky where Princess Kaguya was. The mountain where the many soldiers climbed was named Mount Fuji. The meaning of Mount Fuji is the mountain rich of soldiers. It is said that the elixir of eternal life and youth, along with the letter, are still burning even today, and the smoke still rising up to the sky.